This Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
We're on the air now? Good. This music sounds like an afternoon quiz show, doesn't it? Cable quiz show.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Good morning. How are you?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You seem...
No, I'm good. I'm really fine. I'm just, you know, I'm running on 3 minutes sleep. Apart from that, doing okay.
Well, it's my favorite day on the radio show, and it's your favorite day as well. It's when Jason Fetty sings the police blotter.
I know. And you know what? It's a weird weather, but it's not raining. And I always think, if you're in Britain and it's not raining, that's a lovely day.
You know, if I may quote myself, it's rained before and it will rain again, but it's not raining now.
Oh, thank you, Sensei.
Mike Waldman will be here later on. He's going to do Waldman's Wardrobe, and we'll talk about that brand new Coachella lineup just released last night. Have you looked at it yet?
No.
All right,
no.
We'll tell you about it coming up. Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Good morning. That was the Kaiser Chiefs back there, a band I've actually seen at Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. And Jason, the new lineup has been announced.
All right, is it massive?
Okay. That tells the story, really? That reaction. Here are the headliners. LCD Sound System.
Okay.
Reuniting. Calvin Harris.
Yeah, they only just split up like 2 years ago.
Reuniting again. Yeah. Oh, I have music to go along with my announcements. LCD Sound System.
All right, now we're awake.
Reuniting. Calvin Harris on Sunday. And, of course, as we talked about yesterday, Guns N' Roses, of course, is playing as well.
Is Calvin Harris that big?
Yes, he's massive. This is what they usually do, right? They have one big kind of indie headliner on day one. Then they have a big classic rock headliner on one of the 2 days.
Right.
And they have one big electronic headliner. And Calvin Harris is that. He's the electronic headliner.
Yeah, that's why I don't know how big he is.
I don't know. I don't know how
to feel
about
it. Squeaky, what's his name? Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Squeaky dude.
Here's some other headlights.
He's like one of those little dolls that you squeak and you squeeze it and they make that noise.
Wee, wee. Axl Rose?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Michael Jackson.
No, Axl Rose.
Also, our buddy Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah, how nice.
I love Sufjan. He's the second, right below Ellie Goulding on Friday. It goes LCD Sound System, Ellie Goulding, Sufjan Stevens. Also that day, M83, The Kills, Foals of Monsters and Men, Purity Ring, Volbeat, Lord Huron.
I've never heard of Purity Ring. Who's that? What's that about?
Oh, man. Steph in our office loves Purity Ring.
Right.
They're ethereal, ambient, nonsensical, female, indie, electro.
Huh.
I just recited a Pitchfork article from memory. then on Saturday, Guns N' Roses, Disclosure, Zedd, ASAP Rocky, Ice Cube.
Weird.
Very weird. And this band. Churches, right? Scottish.
Right, yeah. Churches.
Huge year for Churches. They'll be toward the top on Saturday. James Bay, Courtney Barnett, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, that's
fun. She's had a big year, but she'll be there. Silver Sun Pickups, very cool. Gary Clark Jr., Unknown Mortal Orchestra. You know, as the text gets smaller, I stop reading or knowing who any of these people are, frankly.
Right.
Which, I mean, some of our KX picks, some of our faves are peppered within, but I don't know a lot of them.
Surprised Cage the Elephant not on the bill. Thought that they would have been on that bill there.
I think they played last year or the year before, and they try to rotate that stuff around. A band you love is playing on one of the days. This band. Huh. Front Bottoms.
I just love the name. But I also like them.
No, they're really good.
Jolly music.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing them since, I don't know, 3 years ago.
We haven't played him for a long time.
Yeah.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Bourne's Deer Hunter. Yeah. So that's pretty much that.
Usual Suspects. All right. I mean, yeah, I'm not that excited.
I mean, they did some historic things. To reunite Guns N' Roses is unbelievable.
Yeah, it must have cost a lot of money.
LCD Sound System, I honestly don't know much about their breakup. Yeah, 2011 was the last time they played a quote-unquote farewell show.
Yeah, I heard that.
So it's been 4 years. It's been decades for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
so
I don't think that's a big deal.
Pales in comparison.
But they put on a great show, so it'll be cool.
Oh, yeah, they're fun. You know, Ellie Goulding, Calvin Harris, really big meh for me.
Yeah, I could care less.
Right.
I really don't know.
But
who
that, you know, Coachella, as it's become more mainstream, they have to appeal to a lot of different audiences and a lot of different genres.
Yeah, it's gone the way of Glastonbury Festival in the UK, which was originally it was quite a radical place to find real indie bands.
Well, that's how Coachella used to be, I feel. And now they have to put on...
I heard that Tom Jones headlined Glastonbury a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, which, you know, is retro and sort of... very British.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Jones played Coachella 1 year.
Right, yeah.
I really wouldn't. So anyway, you know, part of my bias is that I decided last year that I'm done going to music festivals. We talked about this, right? So
yeah.
I even if I loved the lineup, I still would say I hated the lineup because I can't do it anymore. I can't be in those crowds. I can't be in the heat. I can't park. Can't do it anymore.
It's the parking and it's all that. It's getting around and all that. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
If you've got the money, you can do it really properly. You can stay in a hotel nearby and you can be bussed
still,
back and
it
forth.
Still takes 2 miles to get to the stage.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Anyway, for Coachella fans, tickets go on sale. I think usually what they do is they do pre-sale like with the same week they announce it. So it could be this Friday. I'll confirm that. But you can go to Coachella.com to read more. We also have a blog post up at KX935.com with the full lineup and our thoughts and some of our favorites that are playing the festival this year. So we'll cover it and make sure you know what bands are coming, and I'm sure we'll get some in studio closer to the festival. It's always a big deal. April 15th through 17th and April 22nd through 24th of this year.
All right, there you go. That's your Coachella news.
There you go.
Thanks, Ty. Nicely done.
One more band. This is of Monsters and Men playing the festival this year as well. Swallow my breath.
Daily Scramble Live.
It's 7:37. You can't just sit on the bed staring at your socks all day. You got to get up. I'm sorry, man. I know how it feels.
I got a new alarm clock for Christmas.
Oh.
I've actually been meaning to tell you about this because it might work for you too.
Mm.
It's a Philips light-up alarm clock. So what it does is it has this huge lamp in it that produces this insane voltage of light.
Mm.
And it starts 20 minutes before you've set your wake-up time to and starts gradually increasing light on this lamp.
Yeah.
So before it actually rings, it's shining this luminescent bulb in your face.
Ugh.
So hopefully that will wake you up more gradually because light wakes humans up better than sound. More sensitively.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps the light is supposed to ease you awake, and then the sound is the fail-safe.
Yeah, but you know what? When at 6 o'clock in the morning, the light in the bedroom is still on from the night before, and the TV's blaring. So it's not going to help.
You don't have a very organized sleep.
I'm doing what you suggested. I'm trying this polyphasic sleeping.
No, you're not.
Well,
didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. It's not like a full on 4 hours in the afternoon. I'm doing about an hour in the afternoon. I'm going to work my way up.
So you're biphasic sleeping right now.
Biphasic.
You're sleeping twice. You're not polyphasic sleeping
well,
yet.
It is poly because bi is poly, isn't it?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Bi is two.
It's
poly is
one.
Multiple.
Well, it's more than one.
We could get into this. Biphasic sleeping is what the Spanish do. You sleep at night and you sleep in the afternoon.
That's what I've been doing.
That's not uncommon. Polyphasic sleeping is a whole nother beast.
Well, you sleep for multiple times during the day.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping actually right now. Actually, I'm sleeping as we speak. But I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? There's so much to do. What are you going to do? The government, the American government, no, the British government has responded to. Remember, there was a petition in Britain calling for presidential hopeful Donald Trump to be banned from the UK.
I remember this, yeah.
So they got 90,000 names.
And it had to be looked at.
Well, no, 100,000 names has to be looked at. They've got 500,000 names on this thing now.
Wow.
500,000 names. So in response, the government's got to, they've got a response to this.
Right.
So they've said that, you know, although the they recognize the strength of feeling and Trump's comments are expected to be debated by British MPs. Because given the number of signatures, as I say, there's a presumption that it will be debated.
But they're not banning him from the country.
Well, no. The Home Secretary can exclude, the Home Secretary being the, I guess, what were the, what it, like the Secretary of State, probably.
Okay.
Probably that equivalent here. Exclusion powers are very serious, it says here, and are not used lightly. Could only be used based on all available evidence. Adding, the government recognises the strength of feeling against the remarks, continue to speak out against comments. David Cameron has labelled Trump's comments stupid, which is, you know, probably the most sensible thing David Cameron has ever said. So there you go.
Hey, real quick, there's a flash flood warning in Laguna Beach today.
Oh, there
in
is.
Southern California, we should mention. Flash flood watch for coastal and valley areas and portions of the mountains late this morning all the way through tomorrow night. So it's going to be in effect for about a day and a half. Flash flood watch means that conditions may develop that lead to flash flooding. Flash flooding, of course, a very dangerous situation. You should monitor forecasts and be prepared to take action. Of course, we talked about yesterday, sandbags are available.
Yeah.
The Aliso Beach parking lot and the Act 5 parking lot,
that's
right?
That's right. They're filled bags.
Right.
Is that right? Are those
yes,
the filled
those
bags?
Are the filled bags.
All right.
At the fire departments, you can get unfilled bags.
And then you have to go to Home Depot and buy sand.
Right. You cannot fill them on the beach.
Right. Oh, you know, my father-in-law's coming tomorrow from Yorkshire, which is suffering terrible floods, and they're hoping to get out of the weather. Oh, dear. Oh, well. We're going to have to get the old Monopoly board out, aren't we?
Now would be the time, if you haven't before, to sign up for OC Alert. You can go to the city's website. They have a link to it, or the county's website, and basically, if something bad happens, they text you or warn you or have evacuation notices. We, of course, also would be on the air in the event of some major disaster. Not that, you know, that's going to happen. But if it were, we'd be on the air broadcasting information, disseminating it. But you can do the same by going to OC Alert and making sure you're signed up for that.
Yeah, we are prepared for that. You should know that. We don't just play slang bang, you know, name that kazoon. Hey, we should do the police blotter at some point today.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming up next.
All right.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Jason's going to sing the police blotter. Is it a good one?
I don't know.
First one of the new year.
That's right.
All right.
It is that for sure.
Here's a band called Habitats. We're KX93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter. Now.
That was Wild Bell giving up on you. And now, my favorite moment of the week.
It's Jason the blotter Fetty. Spotter. You're a blotter spotter.
No,
welcome to
are.
The story, Scramblerios. What are we calling them?
Scramblerians.
Scramblerians and blotter splotters. I did this because I was concerned that a few people had said to me that they didn't know what the police blotter was. And when you don't know what something is these days, really there's no excuse for it, is there? You can Google it on your phone.
Or you can listen to a song about it that is written personally for you.
Right. So that's what I've done here. I've written a song that's a generic, because it's the first one of 2016. I've written one about, sort of generically, about the blotter itself. And also the sense of achievement that one must feel when one, first of all, gets in the blotter and then achieves the greatness of being in one of the songs. What I wrote.
Once every decade there's a murder, and that really is a shocker. Once in a while something gets stolen, like a wallet fat and swollen from a car when the injured person gone and left the windows open. And he won't be blue, cause he made it to the police blotter. The police blotter. If your behaviour is improper and your hair's a traffic stopper, and you were singing through the slobber, and your gamers come a cropper. If you're a vagrant or a squatter, drinking bum wine by the water, and you were giving off an odor, now you're bothering the shoppers. Look at you, you made it to the police, blah-da. The police, blah-da. You went to Maui for the winter, left your key code with a neighbor, wrote it on a piece of paper, his kids found on the refrigerator. You're on parole from Santa Ana, and you're carrying marijuana, and you throw up on a sculpture at the pageant of the masters. Holy do, oh, you made it to the police, blada. The police, blada. Oh, how do you do? You made it to the police, blada. The police, blada.
A nice email here from one of our valued listeners, Aaron. He's responding to our question about pot. Remember we had a question about pot?
Yes, thank you, Aaron, for being awake at this time.
We said we couldn't possibly fathom how much pot, 5 pounds of pot is, mm-hmm. because there were a couple guys driving around town, 18 years old, on New Year's Eve, holding jars of marijuana out their window. And Aaron says he saw these two clowns.
Oh.
He says he saw them holding jars of pot out the window, just as reported.
Why were they doing that?
It's true. I don't know.
Why maybe would they do that?
Maybe they're trying to sell it. Like not to people they knew, but like to strangers.
Right. Like
hey,
yeah,
we've got some.
Marijuana.
Yeah. Anyway, he says that 5 pounds of pot, and Aaron is speaking from experience, I would imagine. Oh, no. He says, I've never seen that much pot.
Yeah.
He says it's probably equal to a laundry basket filled with marijuana.
Right.
That's about right.
Yeah, but a laundry basket, how big is a laundry basket? You mean what kind of a laundry
basket? I'm picturing a plastic hamper.
The plastic, right,
like
the hamper kind of
this,
thing.
This
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Everyone can see me, right?
Right. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah, like for one load. For one bong load. Oh, yeah. I hate James Blunt, don't you?
No, I really love this song.
Everybody
actually.
Hates James Blunt. He's
my
just
life
he's like,
is brilliant.
Oh, my God. It's the fact that he was in the army, which is not cool. It's important, and we thank you for your service, but it's not cool.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
Sounds like a ghost.
She smiled at me on the subway.
Yeah, you know that
she's with another man.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. That'll do. All right, that's enough. Are you going to really listen to this?
You're beautiful.
Oh, for God's sake.
You're beautiful.
Why are we talking about James Blunt?
I saw a really great, you know, those people put videos online and they do like a pastiche of the song. Mm-hmm. There was a really great one of a guy tucked in a very small space in his office and he was singing My Cubicle. It was really great. My Cubicle. And then all of a sudden he'd be under the desk, then he'd be on the desk. Really great.
No one knows why we're talking about James Blunt.
Oh, James Blunt has actually risen in coolness.
Okay.
Little coolness value, not as much as he would like to think, but a little bit, just a little bit. You go, at the end of the story, you're going to go, okay, all right, jury's out. If you had your foot on his head mm-hmm. in a bathtub of water, I don't think this story is going to get you to lift your foot
what?
Off of his head. But, right, but you may go, okay, I'm listening. James Blunt says,
please tell the story.
Well, a lot of people say, what they say is, and this is the homophobic people who shouldn't really say this, you know, say that he's gay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. This is a, oh, they accuse him of being gay, which is not, of course, to accuse him of being homosexual. It's to accuse him of being fey and wimpy and wussy and effeminate, which we know is not good. Certainly on the radio, we're not allowed to say that kind of thing. Although in private, we say it all the time. So, singer James Blunt says that he would like to be considered an honorary gay man in light of comments he receives because of his sensitive songs. To call me gay is a compliment, he told the Today programme in Britain. Also, if I'd been macho, I'd have had an audience full of men, he said, and I don't want that. So, okay, I get it. That's fine. Right?
I saw the end.
No, that's terrible. You know what we have to play now in order to redeem ourselves? Just type in Glad to be Gay. When I do a story like this, I have to play this song afterwards and it redeems us. You found it? Tom Robinson. Okay. No, I don't know this song. I don't want to know this song, Tyler. No, no, no. You know what? You should have him for KXmas next year. No, 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 James. No, James. You are... James, that's way too... Even a gay... I have gay friends who would say this is too gay. Oh, dear. I'm going to the bathroom. Goodbye.
That was our number one song of 2015 in our list online. Tame Impala's The Moment. You can read that whole list, top 30, at kx935.com. But now...
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX935.
Mike Waldman.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, 27. I'm going to make it through the year without any serious drug addictions.
Is that the year that most people die of drug addiction?
Indeed. 27? Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin.
That's my joke for the rest of the year. Waldman shares with us rare tracks from his wardrobe every week. And this is the first one of 2016. So did you make it particularly special?
I think it's a great one. I have to tell you, I spent Sunday looking through the wardrobe to see what I wanted to bring. And I kept seeing these covers that I really, really liked from all different times in rock and roll history. One very, very modern, one back from the 60s and one from the 90s. And they're all covers.
Cool.
And a cover is when an artist plays somebody else's song.
Indeed. Yeah, that's important to say that just in case people don't
know. I suppose it's not a good idea. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And a record, what's that? a song.
Oh, you probably don't know what that is.
Hey, well, you might appreciate this. I got a really cool 1979 Technics turntable for Christmas.
Ooh, yeah. Very nice.
Sounds perfect.
Very
I love
nice. It. Can you plug it into your iPad?
I don't think it works that way.
I don't know how that works. But the first is going to be from the 90s. This is from Supergrass from their debut album, I Should Coco. I love Supergrass when they first came out. Great rock and roll band. I kept seeing them on Jules Holland's later show. You ever see that show?
Yeah,
that's a great British music show.
Jules Holland was a piano player in Squeeze.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, and he became a TV personality.
Good.
Yeah, and this album, of course, I Should Coco, Supergrass, biggest selling album on Parlophone. Since the Beatles, Please Please Me.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So they were a great rock band.
Huge.
And they just came out with their 20th anniversary of that song. And, of that album. And their biggest single from that album was a song called All Right. This was the B-side, because you can't play the A-side on the wardrobe. You have to play the B-side on the wardrobe. But here's the great thing about it. It's a Kenny Rogers song. And most people don't know that before Kenny Rogers was a big country westerns performer, he had a psychedelic band called The First Edition. So this was their big hit, which is called I Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Is In. You'll love it. What condition my condition.
Dropped in to
Yeah, it's easy to forget how great a band Supergrass really were. And, it, you know, Oxford, UK, not a place like Liverpool or Manchester that's well-known or famous for being a musical town, but it's a an intelligent musical town. You think of bands like Radiohead, and I can't think of anybody else. But anyway,
that's the site of the university, correct? Am I right about that?
Oxford University, yeah, but there's the university in Oxford. Mm-hmm. It's not like Cambridge. Cambridge is entirely a university town. It's overtaken by the university and the hallowed halls of academe. But Oxford has a real town next to it. Oxford University has a real town next to it across the river that's a real down-to-earth place, working town. And that's where these bands come from, you know. So really, that was tremendous.
That's as rare as it gets on the wardrobe.
It's a
B-side from Supergrass covering Kenny Rogers' first band that nobody knew Kenny Rogers was in.
I have a vague memory of First Edition, and I have a vague memory of that song because it's such a great line.
Yeah,
I just popped in to see what condition my condition was in. And obviously everybody knows Kenny Rogers, but I just can't picture him now with a big beard and the chicken legs and all that.
Yeah, and he's doing commercials for insurance companies.
Right, well, yeah, but so is Iggy Pop, so that's all right.
Awesome one, Mike. So all covers today. What's next?
Yeah, the next one is I was looking for something new, and so I typed into iTunes number one best-selling alt-rock band of 2015.
You could have just asked me.
I could have just asked you. And what came up was a band called 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've only got like two or three albums, and they don't really have anything. They haven't released anything rare yet, you know. So,
no.
You know, while I could play them, they wouldn't really fit in with the wardrobe. But I went on YouTube, and I found a video that they produced, which is I think this is a brilliant video, and this is why I think the band is going to be, you know, continue to be huge, is that they've got their heads on straight. This is a video that starts off, first of all, it's an Elvis Presley cover, okay? So they're honoring somebody that's, you know, 60 years dead or something like that, which I think is great. And it starts off with just the lead singer singing sitting on a stoop or something. He's playing the ukulele. He's playing the song. He gets up. He walks out into the street. All of a sudden, the background noise of the street is part of the song. Then he walks down the street, and there's a bunch of kids hanging out, and they start singing the chorus. And then he walks into a concert hall, and there's a whole audience, and they start singing it. And then he walks into his car, and his partner's there, his musical partner's there, and they end the song. So it goes through. It's a travelogue, basically, of this guy walking around town, beautifully produced. And this is called I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. 'Cause I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. Oh, I
Great. 21 Pilots covering Elvis Presley there. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Well done, Waldman. That was really cool.
Isn't that great? That's like, if there's such a thing as a rock and roll standard, I mean, every band in the world has covered this song and or done it live. I saw U2 on the Zoo TV tour, and they used to use that as the final song. You knew the show was over when Bono sang that song. UB40 had a hit with it, Shirley Bassey. I mean, it's everybody's sung that song.
The thing is, I didn't even know that guy could sing in that band. Listen to this real quick. I mean, this is that song Stressed Out, which is the number one song in the world. It has been for months now. This is what he sounds like in kind of modern alt-rock terms.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had
it's kind of rapping, isn't it?
That's always his thing. It's kind of that weird stylized hip-hop. But he sang Elvis beautifully, you know? I had no idea. It's really
but
cool.
But, you know, to do that right, to be able to sing in that way, to be able to rap in that way, you've got to have some sort of musical sensibility, you know, to really pitch. He's not singing, but he's every word is a note. Every word I'm saying now is a note of some kind. So, you know, and they're a smart group, 21 Pilots. Do you know where the name comes from, 21 Pilots?
Mm-mm.
Do you know All My Sons, play by Arthur Miller? That's a famous play. So the protagonist in that play, he doesn't know what to do. He's confused because he sent dodgy parts to the Air Force, the American Air Force, and 21 pilots are killed because of the dodgy parts.
So it's a smart name then.
So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, he's got a moral dilemma. It's a band of moral dilemmas.
I must say, I looked that up. I'm trying to sound like I knew that, but I looked it up.
Oh, I really thought you did. I was really impressed.
I know. All right. And I felt guilty that I sounded so smart.
All right, Mike Waldman's well here with Rare Tracks, all covers today for us on KX93.5.
I think covers are important because they show where the artist is coming from. It really gives you an insight in who the artist is. And the last one, this is a personal favorite of mine from the 60s. This is Bonnie Delaney and Friends. And they were a soul rock group that I think maybe only had one album, maybe two albums. But what they were famous for is that they were the backup band for so many people. And the Friends would include like Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Dave Mason, Derek and the Dominoes, the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
They would basically play with everybody. And the interesting, I found this interesting, is that Bonnie Bramlett was the first ever white Ikeette. You know what an Ikeette is? Ike and Tina Turner, they had those three background singers that would dance their butts off and, you know, while they were singing. And she was the first one, and they would actually put black makeup on her.
Oh my God, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Ike does it, no, because Ike can pull out a gun and shoot your butt.
Isn't Ike dead? Is Ike dead, right? Or is he still alive?
I'm not 100% sure. I know Tina's alive.
If Ike's still alive, once Cosby goes down, he's the next one.
If Ike is still alive, please call in. So this is a live track, and who is on the live track playing along with them is George Harrison, is Eric Clapton, is Dave Mason, and they're playing a Dave Mason song, Only You Know and I Know.
Very cool. Mike Waldman, thank you. Great wardrobe today. We'll close with this, and then a Squeeze song is coming up after that for Jason Fetty.